Potential sources of risk or harm. Anyone working with children and young adults should understand the risk factors which may lead to abuse to ensure those in their care are safe from any harm. The following lists potential sources of risk or harm. Child health and capacity. Environment and history. Understand the public health significance of child maltreatment, including the patterns of health problems running in the family. Mental and physical health. Understand that certain factors may be associated with child maltreatment, such as child disability and preterm birth. Impact of guardians. Mental and physical health. A parent or carer's physical and mental health can have a profound impact on the well-being of a child or young person. Children with ill parents may experience more emotional, psychological, and behavioral problems, insecurity, or anxiety about their guardian's health, and are therefore at risk of bullying due to the stigma of mental health and disability. These children may be reluctant to ask for help for fear of being taken away from their parents. Abusive environments. Children may have guardians with mental health problems, problems with drug and alcohol abuse, or who are perpetrators of domestic violence. The short-term effects of abusive environments in younger children can include bedwetting, thumbsucking, difficulties sleeping, and separation anxiety. School-age children may have issues with self-esteem, guilt, or physical symptoms, such as headaches and stomach aches. Young adults may act out by skipping school, fighting, engaging in risky behaviors, or experiencing depression. Long-term effects include developing mental health conditions, such as depression or anxiety, physical health issues, such as diabetes and heart disease, as well as a higher probability of being abused in the future, or becoming abusers themselves. Care and looked after children. You must understand the increased needs of looked after children, and the increased risk of further maltreatment in care settings. Looked after children are those who live with foster parents, in a residential home, school, or secure unit. In Scotland, this includes those under a supervision requirement order. Children may enter care because of abuse or neglect. They may therefore have complex mental health needs. If a child is frequently moved in and out of care, or to different places, it can stop them from forming stable relationships and impact their emotional and mental health. The internet. Know the risks associated with the internet and online social networking, including cyberbullying. Online or mobile resources offer a quick way to disseminate material among large groups, and young people can be vulnerable to radicalization and extremist material.